Friends, we are continuing our discussion of the structure of the Aseres HaMakos, and we spoke about the breakdown of Tetzach Hadash Be'achav. Tetzach, to show that there's a Tviya and there's a Toveya, that Hashem is speaking to Paro, to Mitzrayim, as a response to Paro's not knowing who Hashem is. And then Hadash is when Mitzrayim makes a cheshbon whether or not they should let the Jews go. So this is to show them that it's worthwhile to make a cheshbon to let them go. So that's what we're going to explain now. In the previous shir, Baruch Hashem, we saw Neflos. This is again based on the Torah of Reina of Rabbeinu Agon Agodim Adav Yitzhak Man Tzatzal. Shalachah shekvar hoisa kan tviya adei makos de detzach adayin lehoisa ahenos letviya. Kevin shenos u tafsid leparis avadasim shal. Yisrael, he wasn't responsive to this demand to let them go because he would have lost on the count. And to that end came along the makos of Adash to make him lose more, to show him that you're losing by keeping the Jews in slavery. And therefore, al pi cheshbon, it's kedai for you, Paro, to free and liberate the Jews. So it starts with Makas Arov, chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. V'flesi v'yom hu es eretz goshen asher ami yosheva le levatil yosham arov l'man teda ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz v'samti fidus ben ami uben amecha l'machar. And I'm going to separate on that day eretz goshen, that my nation is sitting on it, that there shouldn't be any arov, shouldn't be any wild animals there, in order that you should know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land, and I'm going to make a separation between my nation and your nation tomorrow. And so to Makas Dever, chapter 9, verse 4, V'fla Hashem bin Miknei Yisrael bin Miknei Mitzrayim V'lo Amus Mekol Bnei Yisrael Davar. So I'm going to separate between the cattle of the Jewish people and the cattle of Mitzrayim, and the Jewish people's cattle are not going to die. L'chora, we've seen Chazal that the Gimel Makas of Adash did not happen to the Jewish people. Chazal say that these Makas, they were separate from the Jewish people, as you see in the Psukim. So the question is, why isn't this emphasized? Chazal added that the Makos of the Tzach didn't happen to the Jews. Adash, it's a mefurish in the Psukim that it didn't happen to the Jews. But Chazal said that not only Adash, Arov Dever Shchin, didn't happen to the Jews, but the Tzach, Dam Sfaradei and Kinam, also didn't happen to the Jews. The question is, why is this not emphasized by the Psukim? Why do the Psukim only tell us by Dever and Shchin, there's an emphasis here, by Arov and Dever, that there was a separation between the Jews and the Mitzrim? But why doesn't the Psukim also tell us that there was separation between the Jews and the Mitzrim by Dam Tzvardeya and Kinim, as Chazal tells us there was? So based on what we said, we understand very well, because the Makos of Adash Sheikram B'maisa Hashem HaTover Deidvarim Sheagiyu El Paro, that this is the acts of Hashem, that the Tzach, which are acts of Hashem, where he's Toveya, that Paro should listen, and that there's a Toveya and there's a Tviya, that there's a God behind this who's demanding that the Jewish people go. There's no nafkamina betzim amaka im gam hayu b'bnei Yisrael, if the Jewish people were also involved in the Makkah, because self, Dvar Hashem came to him because he was Loke. But when it comes to the Makkos of Adash, Shekol Ikram Heim Levar Lo Asa Hefzer Abalo Mishiyabudim Shel Yisrael, the next three, Dam Tzvardei and Kinim, is just to let him know that Hashem is behind this. Hashem has a Tviya to let his people go. So it doesn't really matter if it's happening to the Jews or not, therefore the Pasuk doesn't emphasize it. But Adash, that are to show him that you're really going to lose by keeping the Jewish people in slavery. If the Jewish people also get the Makkah, so it must be that it's not the enslavement of the Jewish people that's causing him this loss. It's Tamamaka b'Mitzrayim. So, Rintam Tzvardei and Kinim, he's trying to wake him up and say, hey, there's a Toveya here, And it doesn't matter if it's also happening to the Jews. It's enough that he wake up and he sees that there's a tvi on him. But when it comes to Adash, that's trying to show him that he's going to be losing by enslaving the Jewish people, there, it's very important for him to see that there's a separation here between him and the Jews. Because if the Jews are also getting it, then he's not going to think he's losing by keeping the Jewish people. So then there'd be no toelus if there wasn't a separation between him and the Jews. So therefore there has to be a separation between Mitzrayim and Bnei Yisrael when it comes to the next three. Because they were trying to show that it's not worth your while to keep them enslaved, Repara. Let them go, but if they're also getting the Makkah, then he's going to say, oh, it has nothing to do with me enslaving them, and therefore I can keep them. And therefore the Makkah itself, it's done in such a way that shows him that he's losing. And that's only through the fact that the Makkah didn't hit the Jewish people. And therefore you see that the Makkah is coming because the Mitzrim are enslaving the Jewish people. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. L'man teida k'ni Hashem b'kervarat, Rashi says that even though Shechinasi b'shamayim, Gzeirasi miskayemes b'tachtonim, that even though my Shechina is up in heaven, my Gzeir is fulfilled down on earth. Because until now it was enough that my Shechina is in Shamayim. And therefore you can't say, Mi Hashem, who is this God that I should listen to him? Because there is a God. My Shechina is in Shamayim. But now that the tachlis of the Makkah is to make a hefseid ba'aretz, that he's not answering. Dvar Hashem, that he shows that he's losing by not answering Hashem. That's only because gzeirasi miskayemes ba'aretz, l'man teida k'ani Hashem, b'kerev ha'aretz. He has to know that I'm God also down on earth. U'ba'aretz yelo hefseid yoser me'arevich shel shibud b'bnei Yisrael. On the earth, he's going to have more of a loss than he will again by enslaving the Jewish people, and therefore he should send them away. And that's the l'man teida, that you're going to lose. And I'm showing you that I'm in the land. In other words, right here on earth. It's not enough that you know that there's a tovei up in Shemayim. You should know that you're going to lose down here on earth if you keep the Jewish people enslaved. L'man teida k'ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz. And that's what it says in verse 19. V'samti pedus bein ami ubein amecha. I'm going to make a separation between my nation and your nation. Now in Yudches, the previous pasuk, it already says, "V'heflesi bayoma hues eretz Goshen, asher ani," etc. Lebatil yosham arov. So it already says that they're going to make a separation between the Jews and the Mitzrim. That I'm separating on that day the land of Goshen, that my nation is sitting there, dwelling there, and the arov, the wild animals, aren't going to be there. So why does it have to tell us again in pasuk Yates that there are no wild animals for the Jewish people? There's a separation between the Jews and the Mitzrim. So the Sforno discusses it, the Orchaim HaKadosh discusses it, Ayin Sham. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. As far as what it says in Pasuk Yud Ches, you could say that the difference is not Bein Anshei Mitzrayim HaMafsidim Beglal Shiyabudim LiYisrael, LeBein Bnei Yisrael She'ein Lehem LaHafsid Machmazeh. That the difference is not between the Egyptian people, who are losing because they're enslaving the Jews, and the Jews, who are not losing because of this, Ela Shehevdel Bein Eretz Mitzrayim LeEretz Goshen. You can think that the difference is between the land of Egypt and the land of Goshen, which is the land of the Jewish people. That's Pasuk Yud Ches, V'flesi b'yom was Eretz Goshen, Asher Ami, etc. L'vdi Yosham Arov. So maybe the difference is between Mitzrayim and Goshen. And since the Onesh is on the earth, is on the land, is on the place, and not on the people, so it has nothing to do with Hadash, which is about the gain and loss of the people from enslaving the Jews, the Mitzrayim. Gain and loss from enslaving the Jews, and therefore it says, "V'samti petus bein ami ubein amecha." I'm going to make a separation between my nation and your nation. Shenemar b'zeh shehevdel einu ba'aretz. This is telling us that the difference is not in the earth, but rather the difference is in the people, the Jewish people against the Mitzri people. And the raya is like the Sforno and the Archaim write, that what this pasuk means is that even the Jews outside of Goshen are not going to be harmed, Ayin Sham. But based on what we're saying, it's not only an additional separation, but that's the whole vort. The whole vort is to show that there's a separation between the Jews and the Mitzrim, in order that the Makkah reach its tachlis, that you see that it's not a matter of place. It's not just that the place is going to be separate, but the people. So therefore there has to be an emphasis in pasuk Yates that Jewish people aren't getting it and the Mitzrim are, so you're really losing out by keeping the Jewish people enslaved here. And on this, we have Psukim, Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet, that when Paro saw what damage was coming to him, what harm was coming to him by enslaving the Jews, so he agreed to let them go. He saw that it's not worth his while. What do we see in Psukim Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet? It says there, Vayikra Paro Moshe Aaron, he goes, go sacrifice to your God in the land. And Paro said, Ba'aretz, in the land. And Moshe says, no, that's not good. Lo nochan lasas ken, it's an abomination to Mitzrayim, where they're gonna stone us, so we have to leave for 3 days and sacrifice to Hashem there. And Paro says, alright, I'm gonna send you to sacrifice to your God in the Midbar, just don't go away too far. So that's Psukim Chaf Aleph, the Chaf Dalet. So now the Makkah goes away, and what does it say in Pasuk Chaf Ches? Vayichbed Paro es libo, Paro hardened his heart, gam bepamazos, v'lo shilach es ha'am, Paro made his heart stubborn even this time, and he did not send out the people. U'mishum she'achshev kvar shama v'shama. So it doesn't say here, like it says in the Makos of Tetzach, V'lo shama an aleihem. It doesn't say that he didn't hear. Rather, it says V'lo shilach es ha'am. He refused to send away the nation. It doesn't say he didn't hear. It just says he refused to send them away. Because Achshav Kvar Shama Vishama, Paro heard very well. Eladichsiva Yechbeit Paro Eslibo Gamba Pamazos V'lo Shilach Esa'am. He hardened his heart and he refused to send them away. Shenosaf Kan BaPasuk. What it says in the Pasuk here is that they added Gamba Pam Hazos. In other words, even Bepam Hazos, that we start a new Mahalach of Tashlum VeHefsed Mishibudim Shel Yisrael. In other words, is it going to be worth his while to enslave the Jewish people, or is he going to lose too much? Nevertheless, gam b'pam hazos, even this time, haya v'hach b'edas libo, he hardened his heart, and he refused to let them go. Shelo le'itchashev b'tashlum al shi'budam, that he didn't pay any attention, he didn't care about the heavy price he's paying for enslaving the Jewish people, and therefore he didn't send them away. And then we have the azhara, the warning about the Makkah of Dever, chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. Ki ma'ein ata l'shaleach v'otcha machzik bam, hine yad Hashem hoya b'miknecha, etc., etc. That if you refuse to send away the Jewish people and you're holding on to them, so the hand of God will be on your cattle. So, first of all, we have to understand the double lashon in the pasuk. First, it says ve'im ma'ein ata l'shaleach, if you refuse to send. So then why does it have to say Vaiter va'otcha machzik bam, and you're still holding on to them? If you're refusing to send, of course you're still holding on to them. That's one question. But we also have to ask what it says by Makas Svardim ki meincha mishaleach. That's chapter 7, verse 27. And in chapter 8, verse 17, it says ki meincha mishaleach, if you don't send. Same lashon, ki meincha mishaleach, if you don't send. Both by Tzvardeya and by Arov. But here, by Dever, doesn't say that lashon ki imein chama shaleach. It says ve'imain ata l'shaleach. If you refuse to send, not if you don't send, imain ata l'shaleach. In addition to ve'imain ata l'shaleach, it also says ve'odcha machzik bam, and you're still holding on to them. So by Tzvardeya in Arab, it says just ki imein chama shaleach. And here it says, v'yimein ata l'shaleach, v'otcha machzik bam. So what's the extra lashon here, v'otcha machzik bam? So be'emes, it's enough, v'yimein ata l'shaleach, that you have no ratzon, you refuse to send them away. Im yishum she'ein tviya, if because there's no one demanding it, I don't know God. That's the nidon amakas svardim. Or it's because he's not willing to answer this tviya. He knows there's a tviya because of the first three makas, but he's not willing to respond positively to this tefillah, and that's the nidon in Makas Arov. But after Makas Arov, that he paid a heavy price for being Meshabi the Jewish people. The Ikarinian is that in the issue between the tzad of Shiluach, that will prevent his future loss from the Makos, and the tzad of holding on to them, that he will earn, he will gain better. The Jewish people are slaves, so those are the two tzadim. On one hand, he sends them away and he saves himself from the Makos. On the other hand, he keeps them, and then he gets to have them as slaves. So Paro decided on the tzad of being machzik them la'avodim. And because of this, he didn't send them away, even though this sending them away will prevent a great hefsed. And that's what it says, ki im ma'ein atal shaleach. If you refuse to send them away, why are you refusing to send them away? Shehu mishum she'otcha machzik bam, because you're holding on to them. V'tofes atot tzad zeh, and you're going on to this tzad. In other words, because you have two tzadim, you have one tzad to keep them, and the other tzad to send them. And you're deciding to keep them because you want to still have them as slaves. You figure that's going to be a greater gain than the loss of the makas. So therefore, if you refuse to send them away, why? Because that's why the pasuk adds, ve'otcha machzik bam. Doesn't explain why. Me'ein ata imeincha. There's different lashonos. But akopanim, we have an explanation of ve'otcha machzik bam, the extra ve'otcha machzik bam, and you're still holding on to them. Why are you still holding on to them? Because you think that you're going to gain more by holding on to them. So therefore, now he's being warned, hine yad Hashem, hoya b'miknecha dever kaved me'od, you're going to have this heavy pestilence on your cattle. That the outcome will be, like it says in verse 6, Vayaz Hashem, Vayamas Kol Mikne Mitzrayim, Shutashlim Kaved Ad Me'od. So you're going to pay a very, very heavy price. So Shvada Yesh Letzad Shal I Hefzed Lachriya Tatzad Shal Avdus to Bnei Yisrael. So now definitely, the tzad of not losing should be Machriya the other tzad. That's what Moshe is telling Paro. He's saying, Ki Me'ena Tal Shaleach, if you refuse to send my people away, and the extra v'otcha machzik bam. So it's really it's two things. We ask, what's the kefil? It's not a kefil. First, he says, if you refuse to send them, and why are you refusing to send them? Because v'otcha machzik bam, because you're holding like the tzad that if you keep holding on to them, you're going to have more gain than loss. So I'm telling you, hine yad Hashem, oya b'miknecha, miknecha. You are going to hoya b'miknecha, that the hand of Hashem will be on your livestock, and you're going to have this terrible plague where your animals are going to die. So therefore, it's really not worth your while. So that again is the nidon in these makas, in the makas of Adash, and here we are in Dever, that we're trying to show power that it's really not worth your while to keep the Jews. That he's making a cheshbon of hefseid verevach, what's more to his benefit. So God is trying to show him, you know, it's really not to your benefit to hold on to the Jewish people. And this, with this, we can explain the shinoi between the makos of Be'achav and the makos of Arov V'dever, shebehem nemra hafkosh to bnei Yisrael be'etzem hazara leparo, v'ilamakos to Be'achav lo nemra dever bazhara ela b'lamaisa. That when Paro is warned about Arov and Dever, it's explicit that there's going to be a distinction between the Jewish people and the Mitzvah. The Jewish people are not going to get it, going to get it, and the Mitzvah are going to get it. Be'achav in Barad, Arbe, Shechin, and Barad, excuse me, Barad, Arbe, Choshech, and Makas Bechoros, there it wasn't said in the distinction between the Jewish people and the Mitzrim was not stated in the warning, but rather it was only stated in the Lemaisa. So why is that? How do you explain this distinction? So only when it happened you see that they were separated, but not in the warning. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. That when we talk about the Makos of Adash, it must be that Shiyu Beguf Hazara, that the distinction is made in the very warning. Because this hafla, this distinction that we're making between the Jews who are not getting it and Mitzrim who are, explains the makkah. And what's the makkah all about? The hefseh, that you guys are going to lose because look, you're getting it and the Jews aren't getting it. And that's because you're holding on to the Jews. So it's really not worth your while. And therefore, when they're being warned, since that's the whole meaning of the makkah, they have to be told about this distinction. But in the makkos of Be'achav, as we discussed in the previous shir, that Be'achav is that they should, Paro should submit himself, subordinate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Makos. You can have this Hachna even if the Mako was by B'nai Yisrael, because sof the Mako was Machnia, lowered, subjugated, subordinated Paro to Hashem, to the truth. And therefore, he is going to send them away because of this cheshbon that's mechayev him to send them away. Mitzad sheni, yesh makom loymar shiteh makah gam etzel Yisrael. Velo kemakos didatzach shelo nemar al zeh klum b'pasuk. Umishum demakos didatzach shigam bashvui yedias Hashem. Etzel b'nei so vada yisi yedias uvein kolin yishteh b'ma makah gdei lo diem etzeh. אבל המקוס באחיו שבו להכניעים להשם גם בני איסור מדרגס ומצרים היו חוסר להם בהכנע וכן יש מקום לומר שתוכל למק גם עליהם כדי להכניע. So on one hand there's a tzad that the maka should only come on the mitzrim in order that they should have hachna, on one hand the maka of achav, which is to make a hachna before Hashem. So you're going to have this hachna even if the maka was by B'nai Yisrael, because sof the maka was machnia paro, and then he's going to send them away. And on the other hand, we can also say that the maka should be by B'nai Yisrael, not like the makas of Datsach, where it doesn't say anything about it in the pasuk, because the makas of Datsach are trying to tell us that of Yedias Hashem, that there's a Toveh here, there's a God here that's demanding that you let them go, because Paro says, I don't know Hashem. But by B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people had Yedias Hashem. So why do the Jewish people need this makkah? But the makkahs of Be'achav are that they're coming to be machniya to Hashem. Even B'nai Yisrael and their madreg and Mitzrayim, they lack this hachna. And therefore the makkah should be chal on the Jewish people in order to machniya them. So we have two tzad, the mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, that it should be chal on the Jewish people. A, because the whole word is that the mitzvah should be subordinated. They should be nichna, so that's going to happen even if the makkah occurs to the Jewish people. And mitzad sheni, it should dafka happen to the Jewish people because they need hachna themselves. For the zebai kamash malan shelo hayu b'nei Yisrael b'makkah shetachlis ha'isa litzor hachna shetavi l'shiluach shein zeinin l'b'nei Yisrael v'lachin shapir b'ayla kamash malan zeb b'makkah seilu kanis b'ayar. Al kulam amar haikamash malan. In other words, that's why we need the pasuk to tell us in the lamaisa of these makos of Be'achav, of Barad, Arbe, Choshech, and Makos Bechoros, that they didn't happen to the B'nai Yisrael, because the tachlis was to bring a hachna that's going to cause Paro to send the Jewish people away. And that has nothing to do with the Jewish people. The Jewish people aren't sending the Jewish people, only the Mitzrim are. And therefore, we need this Kamash Malan and these Makos. Because, and these Makos, as hopefully we'll explain in the future, the Pasuk says that there was a distinction between the Jewish people and the Mitzrim. Because the whole word here was not just Hachna, but Hachna that's going to bring to Shiluach, that's going to bring the Mitzrim to send the Jewish people away. And therefore, it had to be dafka on the Mitzrim and not on the Jewish people. Okay, there's a big hemshech here. There's still a lot more to say. I hope we're zocha to continue this beautiful mahalach, and we'll see continuing neflaos gedolos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.